North Korea called June 21st for direct talks with the United States over a potential missile test, but the Bush administration refused the offer. You don't normally engage in conversations by threatening to launch intercontinental ballistic missiles, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations John Bolton said. North Korea said its self-imposed moratorium on testing long-range missiles no longer applies because it's not in direct talks with the United States, suggesting it would not launch the missile if the United States agreed to new talks. The United States, however, says it will only speak to the North at Six Nation nuclear talks. The issue of North Korea's nuclear program is not a U.S.-North Korea issue. It is an issue that concerns the entire region, said State Department Deputy Spokesman Adam O'Reilly. But the North has refused to return to the nuclear talks since November in anger over a U.S. crackdown on its alleged illegal financial activity. After surprising the world in 1998 by firing a missile that flew over Japan into the Pacific, the North imposed its missile moratorium in 1999 amid friendlier relations with the United States under the Clinton administration. During a 2002 summit with Japan, North Korean leader Kim Jong-il signed an agreement to extend the moratorium until at least 2003 and extended the launch ban at another summit in 2004. Intelligence reports now say the North may be about to test a missile that could reach parts of the United States.